Hey, welcome back to the Intuitive Mindset Podcast with Jeannie Lynch. This is episode 3, season 5. And here's a very deep question today. Everybody has that one thing, that one experience in their life that they know just caused them turmoil or tragedy. And hate to project this out to you, but if you haven't had that thing happen yet, trust me, my sense is if you're in a physical body, it will happen someday. So here's a theory and a question for you to think about. What would you do if I told you that a little piece of you is still back there in that moment? And I can almost guarantee that if you can tell the story of what happened to you with such emotion that you're back in that moment, my sense, my friend, is there's a little piece of you back in that moment. Well, this is a whole process that we use in healing called soul retrievals. And I'm going to share that story with you coming up. And it's also a little bit of my grief journey. So it has so much to offer you in the sense that if you've been through anything in life where you think it's still heavy on your heart, this story is absolutely for you because you can find a way to heal it. And sometimes, yes, we must go back in order to move forward. Stay listening to that very important podcast. It's coming up for you next. Hey, Jeannie Lynch, welcome back to my channel. So here's my deep question and a discussion that I want to have today with you on my channel. Is it important to go back in order to move forward? It's a discussion, a hot topic. It's coming up next.
One of the questions we had is, what do I do now with my life after my child has passed? Because I think that's so important to address. And you have the lived experience, if you could share.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that as my daughter answered for me. So one of the things that I did to heal was I did a soul retrieval. So this is probably going to be out of the park for most people who were listening. But my experience, this person worked with me to heal some childhood trauma, and we got to the point in my healing. And if I can explain what a soul retrieval is real quick for people who are listening.
Let me give you the textbook explanation to a soul retrieval. During the soul retrieval process, a shaman or a guide moves into an altered state of consciousness to travel to these different realities outside our normal perception, also known as the hidden spirit worlds, to retrieve the lost part of our soul. In some cases, there might be reluctance of a soul to return, or maybe the soul hasn't even realized that it's separate. In most cases, the soul does want to return. It is, however, important to note when you're in the process of a soul journey, when the soul returns, it comes back with all the pain that it experienced when it was leaving. However, if done correctly, you're standing in a place of observation. So in a sense, you experience it, but you don't physically feel the pain because you're observing it instead of being in your body. Let's move on. Once the soul is located, the shaman or the guide will work to acknowledge the former pain and gently negotiate the soul's return to your body. The shaman then brings the soul back to everyday reality. Basically, you travel back to present place and time. And it does this by blowing the missing soul part back into the body through the head or through the heart. So let's get back to the video where I share my experience and understanding of my soul retrieval with my daughter. So excited to share this work. When you go along your life and you're walking your life and your father leans over and says something really bad to you, like, come on, stupid, or, you know, get your head, or, you know, just, you could have done better, but you're a dumb, or, you know, somebody rapes you, or there's heartache or sorrow or anything, right? A little piece of our soul in that moment is supposedly breaks off, and it stays in that moment of trauma or negativity or sorrow or heartache, right? And so as we walk our journey, a little piece of us keeps breaking off. And then pretty soon as we finish our journey, unless we go back and really heal these events, we end up a little holy. And I don't mean holy in the sense of holier, right? Just but with holes. And so this gentleman was going back in my childhood and it was picking up those pieces. And I got so far along in my journey. In fact, I got to the part where Isla came to me, my daughter. And in my meditation or whatever, hypnosis, whatever it was, I saw her come to me and I thought, I woke right up. I was like, I can't do it. You know, like, don't make me go there. Like, it was too much for me. And he looked at me and he says, okay, Jean, we did a lot of work today. You saw a lot. We healed a lot. Let's stop. You let me know someday when you're ready to go and continue the journey. 2 years later, on my daughter's birthday, which would have been her birthday, I celebrate it. I called that guy back and I said, hey, you told me when I'm ready, I'm ready. And he came back over. We got back into that place of beautiful meditation and music playing and the rest of it. And I picked up where we left off, right? When she came to me, we went through the journey. And guess what? Oh, I'm going to cry on this one. We ended up getting to the day that I took her off life support. Okay. So now I have to go back to that day. And the question is, what do they want us to do? How do we move on? Right. You're asking that question and I'm going to answer that. So when I was in my soul retrieval and I was at the day that I had to take my daughter off life support, I had some regrets that I never realized until I did this journey. And the regret was that I asked my whole entire family to be in the room with me. We all went into the room and I was saying goodbye and I knew I had to sing her song and I sang her beautiful lullaby and it was this beautiful thing, but I didn't want to go through it alone. So I wanted the audience there to do it with me and the rest of it. Okay, so that's what happened. But in my soul retrieval, I didn't want anyone in the room. I wanted to climb in bed with her. I wanted to just be her and I, including her daddy out. You know what I mean? I didn't want to share her with the world. You know what I mean? I just wanted that time to tell her how much I loved her. And I wanted to say goodbye as a mother would when it came in. I wanted to say goodbye. And so in my soul retrieval, I did that. And I was saying goodbye to her in the way I wanted to. And that little girl, in her sarcastic way, reached up and she took both her hands. And I said to her, I said, what am I going to do now? I said, you're my ace in the hole. I'm wired happy, Isla, and I've been happy my whole life, but what no one knows is it's you, that you're the reason I'm happy, and now you're gone, so now what? It's a facade, you know what I mean? Or it's a persona, and it's not true because you're gone, and it's been you, so now what? And so I'm looking at her saying this, like, she knew the secret, right? Like, she was the reason I was happy. She took her little sarcastic hands, she put them up on my face and she says, oh, mommy, when are you going to realize that your whole entire life, what you've been afraid to do is live? You've been so afraid of this moment. In fact, you've been surrounded by death your whole life because there's so much more loss we haven't talked about. Lots of old boyfriends, 10 to be exact, had died, you know? And so I had this like arsenal of loss behind me. And I was so afraid that everything I love, I lose. Why? Because my life stamped that, you know, just loss, loss, loss. She goes, your whole life, mommy, you've been afraid to live. And here's the moment that you've dreaded your whole life and you're living it. What I want you to do is live. And she looked at me and she said, live, mommy, live. And as sarcastic as she was, I understood it. And just in that moment, I'm back with this gentleman having this soul retrieval and I'm like healed. I'm like, oh my God, I've got one thing I got to do. And it's the opposite of what I'm afraid of, like death. Death is not the end. This is just one thing we know about the death card, right, Maria?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When one thing ends, another begins. And the most feared card in tarot, right, is the death card. And what do we know? It's actually the best card in the deck, right? It's all about transformation. It's all about beginnings. It's all about, and there it was in that moment, that understanding of that energy. And so for me, my life shifts. She's still my ace in the hole, but I live my life in total respect and honor for the life that she was for me. And I want her to look down in a metaphor, right? Because I'm just really looking over or looking with, right? Mm-hmm. I want her to look and go, I want her to do what I would want her to do. If I had been the one in the car that crashed that day, would I want my little girl going through the 20 years of her life, just head down, I lost my mommy and it was the worst thing that ever been to me and look at how sad my life is because of it? Hell to the no. Okay, how about a little audience participation for the next part of this video? Get ready, grab your notes. I have a question for you. Let's do this. The next part of this video is asking you and others, especially healers, what are your top three modalities that you use to heal yourself? And when I say modalities, please don't feel they have to be the textbook definition of like Reiki or I went to acupuncture. I mean, they need to not need to be in any book to be defined as a modality. You could have a practice, a daily practice that you consider to be a spiritual modality. I'm going to share in order the next three that came to me at this certain time in my life. They're kind of in order. And if they were not in my life today, I certainly couldn't be doing the work that I need to do. And I want to share them because to me, they're my top three. So top shelf, here we go. The first one I want to share that I think is the key to anyone's happiness, but again, I'm sharing my experience, is understanding and connecting and living by my own higher self and my intuition. As I've said so many times on my channel, everyone's intuitive, but maybe not to the degree they need to be. So the deepest question I have for you to answer, if you're truly living a life connected to higher self and in your intuition, is to ask you a simple question. Are you where you want to be? That's it. And it doesn't mean that if you're paying attention to your intuition that things aren't going to happen to you, because you're in a physical body and I should probably warn you, they will. But how long you stay in them and the degree in which you go through them, whether a 2 or a 10, is totally reliant on trusting and listening to your intuition. So here's why, and here's why I feel that way. When Esther and Jerry Hicks, they are my best example. Esther says it better than me, or the Abraham says it better than me, and they say this great thing. I'll try to find the video and tag it up here. She says, you stupid humans, you get in that boat every day and you turn the boat around and you head upstream. You fight your way to the job, through your money problems, and you pull those oars as hard as you can, knowing that if how hard you try is going to determine how great and how well you get there. And she said, if you don't just let go of the oars and let the boat right itself and follow that boat downstream, your life would be so much easier. And that truly is, to me, the connection to not the law of attraction, but to listening and trusting your intuition. So the deepest question I have for you today, or I had, is if you're living a life that is full of joy, peace, and ease, and you know, you get into a situation, but you can quickly get yourself out, then you, my friend, are trusting and living a life connected to your intuition and your higher self. Because the truth is, our life is not supposed to be going upstream. It is supposed to be letting go of the oars and following that path downstream to joy and happiness. And I know it sounds a little naive to be saying that to you, but trust me, listening to that intuition is the key to riding the boat. Okay. Number two, the second thing goes right into the law of attraction, and not the law of attraction that you hear so much today about abundance and money and a manifestation and abundance and blah, blah, blah. But it is the easy understanding that when you're following and taking responsibility and creating the life that you want in a way in which serves you and serves humanity, and it's not as complicated as we all think, that's the soft side of the law of attraction, is truly a modality that I rely on every day. And I encourage you to do the same. If you don't know what the law of attraction is, well, how are you on my channel? But I'm joking there. Please know that it can't just be something you understand and move on. It has to be something that you're daily paying attention to and being mindful of the life that you want and the life that you're creating. Okay. And then the last thing that is a number one thing, I think, and healing modality for my life, and I'm hoping that I can inspire you to add it to your arsenal or your toolbox, is yoga and meditation. So you could do yoga in the doctor's office, by the way. I mean, yoga is just union and sitting with self and moving through it to be still and be quiet for self. And that leads you into your meditation. If you're a spiritual being and if you're doing work for others and healing and you don't have a spiritual practice, in fact, I would be asking that question to people who are putting their hands on you. Do you have a meditation practice? And if someone's healing you and they say no, I personally would run because I just would. I cannot understand how you cannot have this in your life. And I think everyone needs to be able to sit with self. And those people who say, I can't, my mind is racing too much, lean in, ding, ding, ding. You're the ones who need it the most. Okay. So walking meditation, I mean, any type of sitting in silent reflection is a necessity if you're in any way trying to be the best version of yourself. It all connects, right? It all connects in some way. So those are my top three. And if you're somebody who's on my channel, I'm dying for you to let me know, what are your top three? Are they the same? Can you comment below? And if you have an explanation as to why, oh, I would love that conversation too. So please, let's engage and support and love each other on my channel. And let's share our wisdom with others. And we can do that in a beautiful conversation below. Okay, that's it. That's my video for today. I'll see you next video. Namaste. Bye now. Thank you so much for the gift of your time today. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you will love my YouTube channel. I have over 400 videos in HD color for your visual viewing. Blah.